Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. We usually do it on Friday, but today's a special occasion with July 4th tomorrow. We have a very special edition, a holiday version, you could say, of Greg's Pancake Breakfast.
What about breakfast?
We've already had it.
We've had one, yes. What about second breakfast?
All I want is a hot dog. All I want is a hot dog. Not a tofu dog, a hot dog.
Doggone it. There's a new dog in this fight. Ready, set, eat hot dogs. Those are all real opening lines to real articles that are written about the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. Happening tomorrow, by the way.
That's
I know.
Right.
Snuck up on us. Before we even continue with this story, we need the top dog of MCs, if you will, George Shea, to set the tone.
Folks, it is time. It is time. Are you ready to sip from the volcano, to ride the tornado, to make love to the dragon? Are you ready?
Yeah. We've come to the most wonderful time of the year. Individuals all across the country gather on the 4th of July to watch the novelty that is human beings gorging themselves to eat as many hot dogs and hot dog buns as they can in 10 minutes. Now, what has been an eating off-season slathered in controversy, with the biggest story being that you will not hear this intro this year.
The number one eater in the world, I give you America itself, Joey Chestnut!
Because of an endorsement with Impossible Foods, Chestnut has been banned from the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest and will not be competing this year. And in the spirit of eating, I'll eat my crow here a little bit. I was saying that he'll definitely compete because I thought this was a big ploy for some WWE-esque re-entry into the competition just to hype the event, as if the event needs any more hyping to do. But it looks like he is officially out. So what do we do? Why would you care? Why would you even watch this event? By the end of this segment, I'm going to tell you why you should watch this event, okay? Although, we aren't guaranteed at least 60 dogs downed in 10 minutes, so you have that to look forward to, I tell you that this year is going to be the most electric year ever. And why is that? Well, because there isn't a clear winner. This guy isn't going to come in and sweep the competition. This name might sound familiar to you. The next favorite is Jeffrey Esper.
Espy! Old Esper is going to wolf down some dogs.
Yeah, he is. That's right. Thank you, Mark Tauscher. Talk about always a bridesmaid, never a bride, this guy. Esper has been a runner-up to Joey Chestnut the past 3 years. Espy had this breakaway quote about the competition this year. Are you ready for it? He said, yeah, I definitely have a shot this year.
Are you ready to make love to the dragon?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
This is his moment. This is SP's moment.
We're still talking about hot dogs?
However, Esper was running up to Chestnut last year. He housed 49, count of 49 hot dogs. Good for second place, by the way. Only second place. Third place was James Webb at 47 hot dogs. Fourth place was another contestant at 45 hot dogs, which means between second and fourth place, that's a four-dog difference.
Fantastic.
This is not a clear favorite, people. This is going to be some dog-to-dog moments, so to speak, if that's the official term.
A dog fight.
There it is. Come on, I was right there. Thank you, Debbie. I appreciate you covering me for me. So if you're a betting individual, Esper is nearly the favorite. That's James Webb is in second place, and Nick Weary, he's the guy that gets fourth place every year. He has a plus 550 to win. But some sites have him as high as plus 1,500. So if you don't speak sports betting, that means if you bet $100 and this cat wins, you walk away with $1,500.
I wonder why that is. We must not know something about his condition or something. Maybe he was already in an eating competition earlier this week.
Anyway, you think so? Yes, because that's the kind of analytics that are going into something like this. Do you think there's like a hot dog eating reference page, a la a baseball reference, and you can type in stats or something like that?
Get the analytics. analytics.
Listen, we got bettors. This was from Fox Sports, those stats. That's from, we have bettors on it. So, yes, the gluttony of people watching hot dogs down them at a record speed can be a little off-putting while we constantly fight hunger challenges and access to food. However, there is also a philanthropic note. Nathan's is donating 100,000, count them, 100,000 hot dogs to New York City's food bank. So after all that, will you now finally be watching, although I know you've watched in the past, are you going to watch this year's hot dog eating contest tomorrow on ESPN?
I have to now.
Because of solely what I said, I'll take full credit for that.
And if I see you carrying some cash around, I know that you'll throw some money down.
I tell you, you know what? This Nick Weary bet guy, it sounds enticing. Imagine winning $1,600 because you bet on the hot dog eating contest and you came out a winner. I'll see you at Pato.